knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Wendy, you know Dean Richards.
I love Dean Richards.
Everyone loves Dean Richards.
I remember when Anthony Hopkins played me in a movie.
Yeah, he did a nice job, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Jasmine called me a grandma, basically.
What?
Because I was talking about the Jimi Hendrix movie, All Is By My Side, which, what did I say? It came out in 2014, and I never heard of it. And I mentioned who played the lead of Jimi Hendrix, and I said Outkast singer Andre Benjamin.
Yep.
What did you say to me, Jasmine?
I never heard anybody say his full name. It was just funny.
Andre 3000, of course.
All right, you hep cats.
Wow.
I am just reading what it says here. I thought it sounded wrong, but I couldn't think on my feet.
I think either is acceptable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean.
If this were Jeopardy, Alex would have given you the points on that.
He's probably best known as the son of Andre 2999.
Plus, I couldn't remember if it was 2000 or 3000, so whatever.
Right. Whatever. You're fine.
Andre Benjamin.
But I do stuff like that all the time where an intern will go, that's not right.
But to his credit, Anthony Hopkins, I thought, Dean, I was watching you on the big screen.
I think he captured my essence.
Oh. You know who might play Wendy in a made-for-TV movie?
Who's that?
Beanie Feldstein.
Oh, now she would
talks.
Be perfect.
She'd be great as Wendy.
She would be good.
She'd be so good as
She's
you.
She's good in anything.
Yep, she is. Dean, the movie Joker has not come out yet. And
it looks so good.
But it's dipped in controversy.
Yep.
It is. It's bringing back the controversy regarding shootings of, you know, these loners who, you know, sit and fester, and the way that they take out their frustration and anger and hostility is by going to get a gun and just, you know, shooting up innocent people, which I have not seen Joker yet. So, but I'm told that that's part of this storyline, that Joaquin Phoenix plays a guy like that goes out and just starts murdering innocent people because of his own inadequacies. And people are concerned that this will bring, you know, this might inspire people who have leanings that way, who have the possibility of being that way, is seeing it on the big screen inspire them to actually go and commit a heinous crime. In fact, Joaquin Phoenix was doing an interview with a UK newspaper, and the interviewer asked Joaquin Phoenix if he had any concern that this might spark similar acts as a result of that. I can't believe Joaquin Phoenix walked out of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
He was flustered and he walked out of the interview. Later came back and apologized to the journalist who was doing the interview. But I can't believe that he never thought that would come up.
That question? Well, he said he never even considered that an option. That why would that be a thing? If he's in a movie and he's playing a guy, why would that lead people to act violently?
Right, the Joker is not a nice guy in other movies, too.
Right. But this is particularly...
This is 2019.
This is a very violent
This
episode.
This is after church shootings and school shootings and all kinds of shootings where, you know, we learn that the profiles of the people who are doing the shootings are very similar to this particular character. And to think that it's never going to come up, I mean, I guess I'm just, you know, naive to think that somebody would go into an interview. It's like with, you know, my interview with Mel Gibson.
Yes.
In which he called me on air an a-hole.
Yes.
Because I dared to ask him if he thought that the controversy that he had been through for about the previous 3 years of allegations of domestic violence and anti-Semitic behavior and all kinds of very well-publicized, terrible behavior.
Yeah.
This was the first movie that had come out since all then, and these were the first round of interviews that he was doing. And for him to not... I asked him if he thought that his fans would still accept him as they did before.
Right. Fair question.
I could have easily made it a much, much more salacious question than that, but... I thought that was a fair question, and you know the result was him calling me an a-hole. And the fact of the matter is, did they really think that nobody was going to bring that up?
Right, it's too big to not bring up. You're not doing your job if you don't bring it up.
How are you in a movie like Joker, or how are you an actor who has got all this terrible stuff in your personal past, and you're sitting down to do an interview thinking that none of this is going to come up, that you don't prepare a one-sentence response. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but you just you have something prepared so you don't have to walk out of an interview
right.
or call the interviewer
right.
Right. Which is true, by the way.
Right.
He was exactly correct. I'm not
No one's
denying.
Debating that at all.
I'm just saying it was an awkward moment for us all.
But it gave us a highlight on the 25th anniversary of Primetime Special.
It sure did.
So.
It did. Yes, it sure did. Yep. Do you think the fact, remind me on this, it was one of the Batman movies where you had that Colorado shooting in the movie theater. Yeah. They were showing one of the
yeah.
Batman movies.
Aurora, Colorado.
So that adds into the background of all this to some extent.
That's part of what fueled all of this controversy, because theaters in Aurora, Colorado, where the shooting took place, the Batman screening, they said that they were not going to show this movie, that it was still too sensitive of a subject for that community, and they
yes.
weren't going to show it. Warner Brothers responded saying they're sorry to hear about their decision, that the movie in no way condones violence, typical kind of corporate response. But, and I'm not an advocate of, censorship in movies.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, with where we are with random mass unexplainable shootings at churches and schools and places where you would never expect anything like this to happen before, I think you do have to be careful.
The other element is that some of the parents of the victims of that particular shooting have come out to say that they're uncomfortable with the subject matter of this film.
Yeah.
It's a PR nightmare for Warner Brothers, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, this movie was chugging along and getting 8-minute standing ovations at every film festival where
yeah.
it was playing. And now, this is some mud that's been thrown on the movie, and I think it's mud that's going to stick around for a while. I don't know what the answer is to this. I mean, there certainly are plenty of movies with crazy,
sure.
crazy killers and
yeah.
Disembowelments and plenty of violent acts that I guess you could make the argument that if somebody was prone to become a murderer, that any number of movies might set them off like this. Maybe this one is just ringing a little too true of someone who is a loner, who feels like he's that society has had their foot on his neck,
yeah,
and the way that he retaliates is with violence. It's just uncannily truthful.
It's too
these
close.
Days.
Yeah.
It rings very true to so many horrible, tragic news stories. Right
but Dean,
now.
You can see, because I agree 100%, especially about the censorship and everything. But you can certainly see where a town, most specifically the parents of victims, would be so ultra sensitive to something like this. I get that, and maybe if I'm Warner Brothers, I say I so totally respect it. We won't even push for it. We don't have to show it anywhere
right.
near that town if that
right.
makes you uncomfortable.
And it should be an individual decision
absolutely.
Whether or not a theater wants to run something, because otherwise there are going to be movies coming out that portray something that could happen in actual life, and then do we just not see them?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I agree. I mean, it's a tough question to answer. I think we need to be respectful of families who have lost
absolutely,
especially young children.
For
yeah.
sure.
I think that needs to be a priority more than, is Warner Brothers going to make enough money
yeah.
With this motion picture? If people want to see it, they'll find a way to go and see it. If there's someone who's, prone to violence, I suppose they're going to find a way to see the movie anyway, especially, in a way. All of this controversy, I'm sure Warner Brothers is also loving, because it's got everybody talking about this movie, and people are going to be curious now. But if you're not respectful to people who have sitting in a church and worshiping and were gunned down by some, a crazy person mm-hmm. who is mad at the world, or school children who are gunned down because somebody was mad at the world, maybe you need to reevaluate your priorities
yep.
if that's the case.
So true. Dean Richards is our guest. We'll talk about the new movies coming out this weekend, most notably Judy. We're going to tell you all about Judy next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I'm sorry it's so late.
Miss Carr.
Oh, please. I'm Judy.
I'm very sorry, but your suite has been released.
What do you mean, released? Where exactly has it gone?
Your account was in arrears.
The trolley.
Mama, please don't go to sleep now.
No, leave the other one.
Zing, zing, zing.
The kids need a home, Judy.
I know what kids need. They need their mother.
can't have the world's greatest entertainer out here without a drink.
Frank Sinatra's here.
Frank is great, but he is no Judy Garland.
I don't have a home. I can't even get a manager.
London would offer you a lot of money.
Talk of the town is desperate to do a deal with you.
You're saying I have to leave my children if I want to make enough money to be with my children?
Dean Richards is on. It looks so good. You saw now, Judy.
People who work on trolleys are complaining about this movie.
Clang, clang, clang.
People object to the clang, clang, clanging.
No.
It's an unfair representation of the
trolleys.
Mom, what's a trolley?
This movie's going to give a bad name to moms everywhere. It makes me feel better about
it'll
myself,
make, it'll make borderline moms look fantastic.
Right,
poor, poor Judy.
Yeah.
Poor Judy Garland. Renee Zellweger, who I guess you know most people recently know from the Bridget Jones movie. She took some time off to kind of get her own personal life in order, and she has come back with a roar in this film in which she plays the one-time 1930s child star, Judy Garland, who we know best as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, but she was in all the Andy Hardy movies with Mickey Rooney. She, as a teenager, was one of the biggest box office sensations. As an adult, it became a little bit more difficult for her to make that transition into being not only an adult star, but really an adult. She was, as you know, if you believe all of the accounts, was so manipulated by the studios and co-stars, and everybody used and manipulated Judy Garland to the point where
her whole life, Dean, right?
Her whole life,
her entire life.
Really, you see flashes of this in this movie Judy that opens tomorrow, of her as a little girl on the set of Wizard of Oz. You know, being told to lose weight and to do this and to do that, and they're giving her pills to lose weight. And, you know, she became addicted to pills and booze.
Yeah.
And as, you know, as is the case with a lot of child stars, when they become older and they're not quite as cute and as adorable, it becomes more difficult for them to get jobs. It's even more difficult when you are one of the biggest stars in the world and you don't show up for work, or you show up for work and you're drunk. You know, there are a variety of problems that led to Judy Garland becoming unemployable, destroying her personal life. She had three kids, and this movie is really kind of focuses on the last years of her life, last couple of years of her life, when her children were taken away by their birth father. She had to try to make some money to try to get her kids back. The only place that she could get a job was at one of the biggest nightclubs in London, where she was still a smash. And the movie sort of focuses on that 5 weeks of Judy Garland's incredibly tragic, difficult, fragile life. And Renee Zellweger, I mean, she has clearly studied films of Judy Garland to get the voice pretty close, to get her mannerisms, her little hand movements, to get all of that down. She's got the look, the hair, the clothes. All of that is you know, pretty much on target. But there's something about this movie that's just it was just lacking to me. It's not bad. It's a good movie, and certainly if you've got memories of Judy Garland, and especially the later years, Judy Garland. She was, you know, she was only 46 years old when she died. She was so young,
but she seemed so much older.
But she did. Somebody wrote that when she was 20 years old, she looked like she was 40, and when she was in her 40s, she looked like she was 70.
Yeah,
and that's true because of the abuse of her body, the abuse of drugs, the abuse of alcohol. In fact, she died of a drug overdose. Mm. She apparently accidentally took the wrong drugs and died of an overdose of drugs. But the movie focuses in on, you know, on the tragedy that were the last few years of her life. It's a good movie. I can think of other Judy Garland dramatizations.
The Judy Davis version
was, I think, much more powerful.
Yeah.
There was Renee Zellweger does her own singing in this movie, and I'm not sure that that's the best idea.
Oh.
It's okay, it's close, but when you're talking about one of the greatest singers and actresses of all time, seems like the singing ought to be that way as
well.
And to me, the singing fell short. And while the impersonation itself was fine, there needed to be something a little deeper here.
Yeah.
I thought. And it's good. It didn't rip my heart out the way that I thought a story about this poor thing should have been represented. So I wound up giving it a B minus.
Dean, what do you do with a story like this one where it's just tragic and then more tragic and then more tragic? Because usually in a movie, you have to find gaps where there's some rays of hope, but there weren't any rays of hope there at the end of Judy Garland's life. So how do you balance that story out?
Yeah, there certainly were not very many rays of hope in her life. There are moments that are, you know, kind of funny. There are some lighter moments in the movie to sort of, you know, balance things out in the film. But, you know, they also have to stay true to the story. And the story is not a good one. It's not a happy one
right.
at all. I wonder how, I haven't heard if Liza Minnelli has seen this movie. She's virtually non-existent in this movie. When referencing Judy Garland's kids in this movie, they're mostly focusing on the three children that she had with Sid Luft.
Yeah, Lorna.
Lorna. There was another sister, and I think Jeff.
Joey.
Joey was the one young son, and your heart breaks the scenes where she still has custody of her kids. And, you know, she's out of control. She's taking pills, and the kids are watching. It just breaks your heart to see, you know, that happening. But the when she goes to London and, you know, she's really just kind of spiraling out of control, you get the facts of the story. I didn't really feel like I got the depth and emotion of what a horrible waste and tragedy that it really was. So liked it, didn't love it.
Yeah,
you know, B minus is still good. If you're a fan, it's definitely worth seeing. You'll hear a lot of familiar songs like the trolley song.
If you had to guess, despite the mixed reviews that it's getting, she's probably going to walk away with an Academy Award nomination, wouldn't you imagine?
So. Well, this is the kind of movie that Hollywood loves. Are you kidding me? It's a Hollywood icon.
Yeah.
It's an older generation star, of which most of Academy voters are older. You know, they're old white people. And, you know, if Freddie Mercury could, you know, get that much interest last year in portraying a real-life tragic story, you know, this one's got all the potential for it as well. Depends on what else comes out this year as to whether or
right.
not, you know, right now I would say it's, you know, it's probably, you know, a leading nomination. If it does get nominated, it will, for an Academy Award, because I don't think I've seen anything better that's come out so far this year for, you know, leading female categories.
Right. Dean, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
Bang, bang for your trolley.
Bang, bang for your trolley.
Thank you, sir.
That's how we now say goodbye to Dean. That's become a thing.